Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis Show, aired every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Kat Cannabis is the international best-selling author of Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing, and the host of Wicked Housewives on Cape Cod TV show. Together, we will explore cutting-edge insights and philosophies in health, wealth, and relationships. Kat's guests will be ordinary people with extraordinary stories. Now, here is your host, Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis.
Oh, welcome to the show, everyone. We have an incredible guest for you tonight. She is author Jasmina Argillo Scher. And let me tell you something, Jasmina knows about resilience. And couldn't we all use a little bit of that ourselves? Her life has never been easy. As a child, she felt different from the get-go because she sensed and she saw what others couldn't. And her mother, manic, depressed, and irrational, wanted to take her to the head doctors. So isn't it amazing how some of us who are so intuitive and so sensitive seem to have to go through those baptismal fires when we're a child? And then it's those fires that make us so resilient when we become adults. So welcome to the show, Jasmina. I have so many questions I want to ask you and have you tell me about your life. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be here to inspire everyone who's listening because you have the keys to everything you need to know about why you're here on this earth, what you came to learn to grow and to share in your gifts and talents with others. So I am very honored in the life story. Yes.
Oh, thank you, Jasmina. So, you know, I want to get into some of this stuff. You suffered through illness and appendicitis. And,
yes.
And this was while you were living with your mother, who you defined as a walking time bomb. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Back in those days, we're talking about the 1960s, there's so many folks suffered with mental illness that went undiagnosed.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they did receive treatment, it was tranquilizers. So my mom was undiagnosed bipolar. And I bore the brunt of that. I'm her oldest daughter, and I really learned from a very young age to survive. It's like I had a childhood boot camp, so to speak, with all my sensitivities. But what it did to me, it brought me such a rich inner connection to really go within my own inner world. And I do want to say that we have a natural connection to multidimensional spiritual reality.
Mm-hmm.
We have to the light. There's so many words we can call this. To our own intuition, our own connection to the universe and energy itself, which is unconditional love. So I took refuge there, and that whole world opened itself up to me.
Jasmina, did you actually have like spirit guides? Did you see them in your dreams, or did you play with imaginary people? Or
I could hear angelic. I heard angelic singing. I was able to. I used to play a game when I was 7 years old because back in those days, a lot of moms did not work outside the home. And I, from my own experience, raising children, doing it all is really exhausting work. So they would put us in bed at 6:30 at night. And this is common in my neighborhood. I grew up in Boston. So we lived in a three-story building. And we'd say our moms would shut the door. And I had friends that lived on higher levels in our building. We'd stick our heads out the window and say, "Hi, are you guys able to sleep?" And no, and we'd joke and we'd have fun until the moms would come in and say, "You guys are supposed to be sleeping." So it started like that. But I lay in bed and I had a thought. what if I had never existed before? What would that be like? And I close my eyes. I go way out into space, into darkness, into nothingness. And it blew my mind away at 7 years old to never have existed. And then I would go through in the other end of the house with my consciousness and hear everything my parents were saying. And then I heard divine singing. And I heard the connection in my heart. So it became, I felt the angelic presences around me, and it brought me comfort. And I learned it was so beautiful that I could take refuge there. So I will say I did have a part of the task of healing. I had a split between the richness and the beauty of my inner reality versus my outer reality, which was chaotic. So that has been my task as a soul, to heal that split in my life.
That is so beautiful. And let me ask you, Desmond, did you think when you were growing up that what was going on in your house, you know, the unfortunate, situation that your mother was in, did you think that was normal, and that all the other families of all the other kids you were seeing, you know, poke their heads out the windows, that they had the same things going on in their homes as well? Or did you realize that yours was different?
I was stuck right in the middle. I had a question about that, because I had other friends whose moms were like more together. What I observed was they were more calm. And I would wish, actually, that I could be in their house. So I did. Mm-hmm. I was aware there was both things going on. I was so aware of that. But when I was 10 years old, I remember speaking to my brother saying, I'm going to get out of here. I know there's something better for me. I know I need money to do that, and that I'm going to save everything I can so that I have my freedom when I graduated from high school. And I really did do that. I was very, my experience taught me to be very grounded and very focused. And the connection to spirit, I learned to call upon that. My life-saving, that we have such a connection. We are so powerful that when we ask, we get. And so I've been very tested in my life in building in that trust, having that faith and trust, by being thrown back on having these traumatic things and illness and happen to me and so forth, and that I would again get stronger relying on that connection, asking and receiving and taking action.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It is really amazing, Jasmina, because, you know, we do have spirit guides and guardian angels. We're born with them, and we're their job.
Yeah.
And they really take that job seriously. So, you know, people say, well, how in the world did that child survive that type of a home? And the answer is because their spirit guides are with them every step of the way. And, ask. And you will receive. You can't get it if you don't ask for it, because of the rule, universal rule of intention. The person must, you know, say their intention of, I would like to get help in this way. And then it's amazing. The help just comes pouring in. So, you know, as a teenager, I was reading here that as a teenager, your best friend also suffered a mental breakdown. Now, tell us a little bit about that, and did you recognize it because already you had been in a home with it? So were you already learning from your experiences as a child?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I could see it starting to happen within her. She was at the time getting into areas of experimentation with drugs, etc., that I couldn't go there, and I knew it was unhealthy for me too, but I also had a dream. And when I interpreted the dream, I was about, 17 years old, I knew something really negative was going to happen to her. It was very, what it did to me and what I experienced growing up at that very tumultuous time, early 70s, late 60s, as an adolescent, I was very... I felt abandoned by the divine. So I went through a period of time of feeling very disconnected from all the connection I had up until adolescence. And so what happened to me was feeling abandonment. I started doing alcohol at a very young age, getting into, you know, mild, like marijuana smoking, and that I was getting addicted to both those things. So by the time I was 19, I was often ill and staying up till 4 a.m. working to pay the bills as I went to college. So I actually had a spirit being appear to me in my room, and it just blew me away.
Tell us about that. What did your spirit being look like?
Okay. This is all in my book, and there's much more in the book. I'm just touching on little snippets here. Mm-hmm. But this being, I was celestial, and he had a like sort of very celestial clothing. He had lights coming out of his eyes, and he had a definite form, a face, you know, dark hair, and but there was light, celestial lights coming out of his eyes, and I felt such a transmission of love that I had no fear, you know, to be 19 years old and wake up and there's a man in my room, you know. But there was the energy was so powerful that I was blown away by it. And he basically told me, appeared to me to help me get back on track, told me to start taking care of myself, that he'd be with me. He even told me his name, which I didn't understand in the language he spoke, and then he changed to English, but he gave me his English translation of his name, and then I could call upon him. But after I met him, it took me about 10 years to really to get clean and clear. During that time, I started using energy healing, doing Reiki healing, really trying to hone in on those skills, my intuitive skills, but I wasn't able to give up the habit of the alcohol in the pot until 10 years after that. It was quite, I had to go through a lot of healing to be able to do that. But it got me started, and I would draw upon that experience, and his energy throughout those years was very, it's hard to even put it into words. It just so deeply affected me and my connection that I really am known, that someone out there sees me and cares about me. So, yeah.
And that's got to feel so wonderful. And like I was talking about earlier, you know, we all have those spirit guides. For those of you listening out there, we have spirit guides. And if you are in a place in your life that's truly challenging, call on them. Even though, you know, Jasmina didn't really call on this one. She had called on her spirit guides earlier. And once you call on them once, they are always there for you, and he just appeared to her. So you're talking about how this is all in your book. So let's talk about your book. The name of your book is Mirror of My Soul, Sanctum of My Heart. What a beautiful title. Tell us a little bit about your new book.
The book brings everyone, my readers, to a new level of awareness of your own potential, of your soul, and you'll see it manifest in the life lessons that you have. What I'm finding is my readers are coming back to me and saying they're being healed in many levels of their life. I had a profound meeting with one of my readers in the Los Angeles area. She's a young woman recovering from stage 4 breast cancer. She read the book, and she said she had an out-of-body healing experience meeting one of her guides. And so a friend of ours, as many people there are in L.A., 4.5 million people, somehow things come back to you through the energetic channels. But a friend of mine got in touch with me about her, and we arranged a meeting. It was very, very, very profound meeting. To connect with her story, so I encourage you to read the book for your own healing within your own life story. So what happens? Some of the pointers of the book, which you can get from it, how to pay attention to your dreams and other signs of intuitive guidance. We all have them, and so that comes through different ways for us. Someone might get a guidance through a message from a book or through a person, or you hear in your own heart, you hear that the still silent voice. So there's many ways to get in touch with that. How to make your life easier, and to really move through stress through heart resonance and heart time. I did have to recover from
that. I love that one. Yeah, moving through that heart resonance and time. Yeah, that is really important in our lives. So we've got to take a quick break. As soon as we come back, we're going to ask Jasmina to share her contact information. We're going to talk a little bit more about her book. And for those of you just tuning in, we have author Jasmina Argrillo share with us. And we're talking about the resilience that a lot of young children have to go through in order to reach that level of strength as an adult to be able to share the experiences that they shared. And she's talking about her new book, Mirror of My Soul, Sanctum of My Heart, which is a spiritual memoir on heart resonance and intuition and resilience, and how all of that can get you past the tough times and into the thrive times. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can use your own radio show to promote your business and become a celebrity in your area or industry? Do you have a great idea for a radio show or a passion that you would like to share with other like-minded people? The Wicked Housewives on Cape Cod radio and TV hosts Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas and Lori Boyle will show you how. Go to wickedhousewivesoncapecod.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We are talking to Jasmina Argrillo Share about resilience in life. And that resilience often starts as a child. You know, it kind of brings to mind listening to Jasmina talk, you know, what doesn't kill you when you're a child makes you stronger. And sometimes we have to open up those psychic, spiritual, whatever you want to call them, doors in order to make it through our childhood. Because our childhood, for some of us, it is a do or die situation because, you know, sometimes we have to play cards with the hand we're dealt. And sometimes that can be difficult when you're a small child. So, Jasmina, please share with our listeners your contact information. How can they find you in your book?
Okay. I have a website, Jasmina AgrilloShare.com. I will spell that Jasmina, Jasmina Argrillo, AGRILLO, Argrillo, Share, SCHERR, Jasmina AgrilloShare.com. You can find my book there, and I offer, you have a free gift waiting for you when you sign up for my newsletter. I will actually take you into meeting your own divine light self in a guided meditation experience when you sign up for the newsletter. The book is for sale as well at Amazon. And I do have wonderful services. If you would like to know more about that, you can contact me through my website and you could have a discovery session with me. That would be really fun. And you always feel good when you have those when you come away too. And I do have mini guidance sessions. You could sign up for that right away and we will use our intuition together. We will connect with spirit together and you can receive guidance on any issue and also receive some energy light healing so that you go away. You will always feel much better when you leave and have more intuitive understanding. So I welcome you to take a step in that direction with me.
Yeah. Wonderful. And the publisher of Jasmina's book is Sojourn Publishing. And so, Jasmina, let's go back and talk about, you know, how you have now fast-forwarded. You're out of your home with the challenging life you were having with your mom. And you are filled with spiritual blessings. You have a loving son, and you had this child later in life. Can you share a little bit about this new wonderful life that you finally had?
Oh, okay. My wonderful life. You know, it's kind of, a lot of us are familiar with the Job story from the Bible, the Old Testament, where Job has many, many trials. He loses everything in his life, and he gets it all back in a way, at a level he never had before, in an understanding. So that happened to me, where I had so much, whenever I had these great challenges in my life, it's like I surrendered everything to the divine connection. And I put
and that's
it all
scary,
in.
Isn't it? I mean, you just.
Isn't it?
When you just
yeah.
surrender everything, I mean, you're basically the Joker in the tarot cards, just stepping off that cliff. And you did that.
Yes. And I what I got back is such beauty in this new life. That it's just, I did get it. I have a loving husband, a beautiful home, a loving grown-up son. So it's really, and I get to share my gifts with the world. Yet, within that, it's not that I expect that I'm never going to have another challenge in my life, because I do. So it's I learned, this is what I learned, that I'm a co-creator in my life with spirit. And this blew me away because of the trauma of my childhood. I had self-worth issues, as you can imagine. I had anxiety, trust issues, abandonment. But what I found in through the spirit connection, the asking and the receiving, is that the divine needs our love as much as we need its love, the connection of that love. It so much needs our love because it is evolving through us. We are so connected. We are so needed who we are. So I just, every time I speak about this connection, like it's just has blows me away in my life. It's so empowering to
I love what
know
you
that.
Said. I just love this, that Jasmina, that, you know, that our higher power loves us and needs our love as much as we need that love. It's so important. It's a give and take. So with that in mind, any of our listeners who are going, you know, my childhood was absolutely horrific. How can you encourage them to move out of that uncomfortable place in their life and embrace the life as an adult? Because sometimes our inner child rules us when our inner child had to become so strong as a child that it was never really a child. It had to jump right into adults while still running around in diapers. So how would you help them to move forward in a positive fashion?
It's all about the heart connection, the positive emotions or the spiritual emotions, to tag into that in the moments of our day. It's food, it's spiritual, it's energy food, just like sunlight. You know, the sun nurtures plants. So we have this energetic nurturing. But it's a really simple way is to start getting there in the moment, because what this, the power of the heart does is when you tag into these frequencies, like say, for instance, gratitude is very, very powerful. Wherever you are, no matter what's going on, there's always something to appreciate in the moment. But when you heal the moment, you are healing the past. Because when you get in the power of heart time, there is no time. So you are, when I have a feeling of, say, I'm having a day where I messed up on something. You know, I tend to want to be a little bit of a perfectionist. And I'm getting that sort of yucky, low self-worth feeling, right? I made a mistake. Yeah. I spaced out or whatever. That I can immediately bring in, recognize that thought, and bring in that loved feeling that I am care, that, gee, yes, the divine loves and forgives me. That's compassion. So it starts with the moment. Is to get in the frequency through your breath, your intention to want to be there, and just simply breathe in a feeling of appreciation. It's so, and now appreciation, we can say, is a combination of frequencies of gratitude, admiration, awe. So you can, it's as simple, it's the easiest one for us to connect with human beings. So we can just simply do that, something you sincerely appreciate. Could be the smallest thing. Breathe that in the heart. And that's you want to empower yourself with these very special frequencies. When you do that, it is communicated at the level of your DNA to know that. And it's in your energy field. So when you're in that state of feel good, other people pick up on that. And it attracts really great things to you.
So, you know, what, what I'm hearing here, Jasmina, is that although you walked this very difficult path as a young child, rather than turning your back on life, you actually held out your hand to others, and you became this spiritual, you know, pilgrim, mystic,
yes,
yogi teacher, you know, meditation coach, and brain recovery counselor, to become,
yes,
a spiritual healer for others. And, you know, that is just so wonderful. Rather than sitting in and stewing in your sadness, you found that gratitude, and now you're reaching out to others through your book.
Yes. I invite you to enter into the spiritual odyssey of the book, which is really your spiritual odyssey. And there's so much healing in your own life, so mystery and beauty and honor, too. And know that when... Many times I've gone astray in my life. I've taken the wrong turn, like I discussed in my, when this appeared in my life, I was clearly on a really downward spiral. I was really going down. So know that you are still loved, and have compassion for you, and befriend all those experiences. Hold them in your heart with compassion. Ask for God, ask for the soul qualities and the lessons that came through for you, and the beauty of that experience, so that you can grace yourself and others with that. Always ask. And write down, take notes, take a little journal. Yes.
Yeah, because they will answer. Well, as soon as you ask, you're going to be getting information.
Yeah.
So, Jasmina, in our last 2 minutes, do you still dream, and do you still write your dreams down, and do you think they still help you?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I do want to say the bands of the spiritual frequencies are infinite. We are never done. So I'm always growing at deeper levels, or more expansive levels, you could say. So, yes, I do. I have dreams, and I still write them down, and I get guidance. Yes,
definitely.
Yes, we keep going. Yes.
So I really want to thank you so much, Jasmina, for being on this show with us today. For those of you who tuned in late, we've been talking with Jasmina Argrillo Cher, and she's been talking about her life that started out really difficult when she was a small child. You know, she came from a family where her mother was suffering through mental illness. And she describes her mom as a walking time bomb, and yet all of that strength that she found and developed as she grew older is what she now uses to help others. She holds out her hand and helps others who are still on that path, still trying to find their way. And one of the ways you can do that is by her book, Mirror of My Soul, Sanctum of My Heart, which is an international odyssey that offers healing and wonder. So I just want to thank you again, Jasmina, for being on the show with us today. And I am going to be blogging this show. You can find it on my LinkedIn page, which is Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. It's also going to be on my website, which is accessyourinnerguide.com, and it's going to be on Jasmina's website, because I'm going to send it to her right after the show. So thank you again, Jasmina, for being with us.
Oh, and thank you so much. It's been an honor and a privilege for me to inspire the beauty and the mystery in your own life story for every single person listening out there.
Well, I wish you the very, very best on the continued success of your book. And if you write another book, I hope you'll come back and talk to us about that one too.
Oh, that's in the works, and I look forward to meeting everyone. You may contact me, and And you might enjoy just a really quick mini session. They're really fun to do. And I hope that all of you continue.
Thank you for tuning in to the Kathleen O'Keefe Canada Show. If you would like to comment or have an idea for the show or have a question for Kat or one of her guests, please visit her on Facebook at Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. This show and previous shows are archived on Blog Talk Radio, accessible from survivingcancerland.com and accessyourinnerguide.com. Join us again next Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Until then, have a great week.